live. All right, everyone, welcome to Cartoon Rewind, the podcast where we take a trip down memory lane and we will relive our favorite childhood cartoons, toys, or anything that geeks us out. Of course, I'm your host, Frank, and with me, like always, are my brothers from another mother. You know, we're talking about the walking encyclopedia of cartoons and toys. Let's hear for D himself. And, of course, we can't forget about the man, the myth, the legend. We all know this, the man that I want to be when I grow up. And, you know, I'm talking about Rolly himself. Now, before we dive into today's episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and share our videos. You can find us wherever you get your podcast. Plus, you got to visit our website at cartoonrewind.com for exclusive content and our very own toy store. So if you're looking for great prices, out-of-stock items, and quick shipping, cartoonrewind.com is the online heaven for adult collectors. It's time to upgrade your collection. And of course, for your daily fix of cartoons, you got to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and Blue Sky. Rolly, how you doing today, buddy?
Doing pretty good for a Tuesday night.
Yeah, not too bad. D, how are you, buddy?
So we're not going to do the potty mouth, what you did last week on my show, but you're all clean and cleaned up for this one, I see.
Well, what potty mouth? I have no idea what you're talking about.
All profanity lanes on a Thursday, but...
There's no bad words. There's no potty words in his script. That's why. We keep him here. We keep him under control on a script. He's only allowed to say X amount of words that he sees in front of him.
Yes. I'm handcuffed.
Y'all Frank Anthony on Tuesday, but he's Frank Flores on Thursday.
You better believe it, my brother.
He's Frank the Stallion on Thursday night.
Exactly. Frank looking for love.
Oh, that's right. AKA
looking for love.
Number two. AKA, I got 31 kids and counting.
Each episode gets higher and higher, man. Each episode.
That's going to be the name of your reality show. Looking for love with 32 kids and counting.
There you go. I would watch that. I would watch that. I'm telling you.
Well, obviously, you live it, so you're going to want to watch it.
No, but you even with somebody else, I would watch it. I would watch it. That's a type of reality show that I would watch.
Listen, if there's a TV show with somebody with 32 kids, that's just called Birth Control. Because
Lack of Birth Control?
Yeah, that's what it should be. That's what should be the name. Sponsored by Trojan.
Yes.
Don't let this happen to you.
Mm-hmm. You know, if that was true, Trojan will make no money. Because they'll be like, damn, 36 kids? And Trojan is the one that's... promoting? Yep, those condoms suck.
Yes.
But that will explain a lot of stuff, you know, when it comes to those particular individual fathers with a lot of kids. You know what I mean? I understand now.
Well, you shouldn't understand. You're the one to have all the kids.
It's only 30 of them.
Yeah, get off that poor woman. Let her breathe.
And what should be just one? Anyways, what's on today's agenda, buddy?
All right. Well, this is a special episode. We're doing our Robot Chicken special part dos.
Part dos.
Dos. So, yes, we enjoyed the first one, which actually just aired a few weeks ago. And we did enjoy it because when I was editing it, all I heard was us laughing. So
yes, and we got some good reviews on it. We got some comments here and there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So definitely, you know, those two fans that we have, they loved it.
Well, especially the one fan that's called Rolando that keeps on posting. Hey, great! The bald guy's great. I don't know who he is, but thank you. I appreciate you.
Great stuff, Mort.
Hey. I try. That's why this episode is brought to you by Cartoon Rewind. Self-promotion. So, all right. But yes, so we're going to go. Our team. What happened?
I forgot. Buy our toys, D. Thank you.
Yes.
And why should they buy our toys, D?
So we can buy more toys to sell them more toys.
There it's you go.
It's a vicious cycle.
That's all it is.
Yeah. So, but the team curated another series of clips from Robot Chicken, some of our favorites. Mm-hmm. Mainly, you know, there's some good G.I. Joe ones. There's some Transformers, He-Mans, things that we really resonate with with ourselves. There's a Star Wars. Yes.
And, of course, everybody's favorite. Ba-bam!
Yeah. Bitch Pudding makes a return.
Yes, she does.
Yes, Christy was, when I was editing it, she was listening. She was, is that Super Chicken? I'm like, Robot Chicken? Yes, that's Robot Chicken. And she's like, and I was at that bitch pudding part. Cump face? You're a cump face because you have a cump face. Cump face. And she's like, oh my God, that's terrible. That's terrible. Who watches these things? I'm like, right? That's what we're doing. That's what we're talking about.
We do.
Yes. So, but yeah, so we got a few episodes. So hopefully it'll be a fun episode. I'll definitely be enjoying it. So,
yes.
And the funny thing that we just found out is that this year marks the 20th anniversary of Robot Chicken. So, Robot Chicken premiered on Adult Swim, which I miss. On February 20th, 2005. So about a month ago, a little bit over a month ago, it premiered. So there
awesome.
You go.
Hey,
a little fun
hey,
fact.
Rolly,
no, I know D misses my what happened back in 2005. Sir. Yes.
No. I was thinking we were in 2005. We were what? 3? No. 5 years, no, 6 years in
no,
Miramar.
No.
Yeah.
I was only 4 years in. I was hired in 2001.
So was I.
So, okay, so 4 years for you.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking 99. I don't know why I'm thinking 99.
I think Frank was already on his 12th year.
He was.
No, I was 90s. I started in 96.
Damn.
So 97, 98, 99, 20.
That's 9 years.
Nine years.
I can't believe you had a count. Can't believe you had a countdown every year. I can't believe we're gonna count
down.
I
did. I couldn't remember.
Just was up
and I used my 2 fingers.
Yeah, no one could see him. I was asking, were you using your fingers? 99.
That's what I was down there.
Yeah.
Away from the camera.
Yeah. But you gave yourself away. Yeah. D, what you gonna say?
He was up to almost a month vacation.
Yeah, but that was peak. That was peak.
Yeah.
That was peak. Frankie.net era right there.
It was, and it was 4 years. It was 4 years before we went to Comic-Con.
It was. We were probably starting our first conventions, going to our first convention in 2005.
Because we went in 2009 to San Diego.
Yes. Yes, yeah. And we already had. I had to check. Yeah. I could probably check while we're watching this, but I can't remember when our first real convention, our MegaCon, which is technically our first real convention, because everything other than that we were hitting all the little local ones.
Yeah, but hey, we found a lot of great statues.
That Baroness you found was one of them.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the one where the tip of the gun was bent a little bit?
Yes, it was. Yes.
I remember
got it
that.
At a good price. Got it for a good price. Got that thing for like $20.
Yeah, but the Baroness, looks badass though in that statue, bro.
Yeah,
she looks badass.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Now we all admit that it's there, right? It's in the box. So you're being
what's
recorded.
In the box?
Exactly. No, you can't.
What's
I can
in the
rewind
box?
This. Exactly. Baroness is
no,
in the box.
There's no. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, and I have pictures.
I just hope their kids will bring it over and they don't lose anything.
And nothing gets lost in transportation. So,
yeah, you never know, man. You know, it's not as reliable as CartoonRewind.com shipping. You know what I mean? So
that is true. That is true. And then for special people, you get VIP shipping where it gets delivered straight to your door. I can tell you right now.
Straight to your door.
Right now, I can tell you, Dwayne is not one of those people who get VIP shipping. Living all the way, living all the way in Atlanta. So, I mean, maybe one day I might knock on your door and be like, "Hey, here you go." It's not this week though. All right, so let's get dive right into it. I was going to, just want to test you guys out and see if you guys, and I'm talking about to you two gentlemen, if you guys watch the podcast that you're in. Did you guys notice what I did with D's picture this week?
I have not seen this
Sorry.
week's yet.
Not this, yeah. Well, what I meant to say, yeah,
Well, I meant last week's.
yes, last week's episode, the first Robot Chicken special. So every picture, so for the last couple of weeks, we've been having a little, the toy guru's been having technical difficulties where he doesn't show his face. This week it was, I used the nerd from Robot Chicken.
No,
That's his
nice.
picture. That's his picture throughout the whole thing. So, I was gonna use the chicken, but the nerd seemed more fit for you, D.
No, definitely for sure, man, for sure.
All right, so we're gonna start this week's. The first episode is entitled. I mean, sorry, not the first episode. The first clip is
There you go.
entitled "Robot Chicken." It is called the Cobra Roast.
Well, listen, what more can I say about a guy who put Commander in his name? Hey, we get it. No, but seriously, you're a great Cobra Commander. You've always been there for me, and I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for coming out, everybody. Baroness, I promise I'll make this quick so you can get back to sucking Destro's d. I swear, if he wore that helmet on his d, she'd have lead poison, am I right? Hey, Zaymot, I hear
I'm
you
down this
experience
stuff.
everything Tomax does. I guess that means you know what my d tastes like, too. I see you over there, Serpentor. Didn't Dr. Mindbender give you the memo? The hunt's over. You can stop gathering DNA. Nice outfit, by the way. If it were any louder, I'd have to wear earplugs when you suck my d. Gee, I wonder what he wanted to say. I want to bend your mind into letting me suck your d. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about you, Cobra Commander. It is your night, after all. The ruthless terrorist organizer determined to suck my d.
How dare you?
Is your voice okay? Let me get you something for your throat.
My d. My d.
It's working.
Wow, Bill's disguise worked. We've ruined Cobra Commander's roast.
All right.
Bill?
Start the van.
Let's get out of here.
Wow.
That
That's
was
wild.
so wrong on so many levels.
You know, it took me a second. I was like, man, why is this guy wearing the Wild Bill's hat? And why is Snake Eyes talking like freaking Wild Bill? I'm like, oh wait, that is Wild Bill.
Yeah, no, I did not. I did not until the end, to be honest with you. I'm like, why? I did notice. I was saying, why is he wearing Wild Bill's? Why is he talking funny? And why is he wearing Wild Bill's cowboy hat? I did not think about it.
Oh my
Why?
God.
Until you said it, I was thinking, why is Storm Shadow talking about his dick so much?
Well, you were focusing too much on the
On the
wrong thing
penis.
there.
Yeah.
Yes. No more. I
Oh,
don't know
man,
where
but that
your
was
mind,
good.
where your mind's at.
Oh, and when Destro got pissed, he stood up and like, come on, it's right, relax.
By the way, that was the presidential Cobra Commander.
I was going to say, you know, I have that one.
I was waiting for you to say you had that one.
Yeah, I have that
Right.
one.
You do.
What happened?
I said, yes, he does.
Yes.
Yep.
Might
I
be
think you
it.
got
Is
it
it?
at Comic-Con, right?
You that? No, I think it was an you or no, you didn't buy it at Comic-Con. You bought it afterwards.
No, we or
I didn't order it.
no.
Right.
I think you ordered it. I don't think you got it at Comic-Con.
Okay.
We had the 25th anniversary from, I think, mail order. Most of them anyway.
All right. So back to the clips. We're at the we're staying with G.I. Joe. This is G.I. Joe's Zoo. In case you guys are wondering why, there was a period there where everybody had a little mascot. So for G.I. Joe,
Yes.
so let's see what happens.
Yes. Now, Joes, keep your faces right in the dirt and... Oh, what the hell? It smells like dog shit.
Duke, looks like you just rolled crap.
Hey! All right, Joes, we've got work to do, so... Oh, cat pissed in my helmet.
Sorry, Duke, that was my sidekick, Cat Scan.
Why is everyone bringing animals into the pit?
It's all right here in the handbook, Duke. One animal per job.
Wait a minute, you mean we all get a pet?
The element of surprise. Duke DeGung-Ho, you better be ready.
Ready, Duke? These cobras won't know what... Quiet, Dumbelaya, for the love of...
No, the sneak attack is blown. Oh, Joe's attack!
Here we go, Stink Bomb. Let's roast some snakes. No, the jumping going on only me bells! Oh, they're touching me bells! I've touched my own bells!
Eat throwing star, Cobra Scum.
This one. I remember this.
Lumpy, no!
Rose is a red, panties are on. I love killing cobras.
The animals have ruined everything!
No, Duke, there's still one more pet. Mine.
B6, that's Medal of Honor material right there. Oh, look out.
In your face, everyone who said I was
useless. He was useless? Yes, he was useless.
He was.
But yes, but there was...
His vehicle was awesome.
Was it the shark?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Never had it. Never had it, but there was a period there I thought it was stupid. Even as a child, I thought it was stupid to have a pet. To have the army, except for a Snake Eyes. He had a cool-ass pet. But,
yeah, but you like Mutt, though. Mutt's your favorite character.
Yeah, still stupid. You have a dog there. So you have a dog, one had a bird, two birds. We had two birds, a dog.
No. We had a parrot and an eagle.
Yes. And then we had two dogs.
Yeah, we had Law and Order and Mud into Junkyard.
Yes. And I feel there had to be more.
And then we did Timber. He's a wolf.
Timber, yes.
Mm-hmm. Parrot.
The parrot, yes. Shipwreck
got
parrot.
Got that one already.
I gotta look into it.
I think that's it.
I don't know. But I do like Doc's Cat Scan. Doc's Psychic.
Yeah. No. Cat scan, come on, man. That was classic. That was classic. All right.
So the next one we have, now let's transition over to He-Man. Question that a lot of He-Man fans had asked themselves is why no one recognizes Faker. Can't tell the difference between the two. Let's find out if this is true or not. How everybody else in Eternia thought. So this is Faker crashes a party.
Behold, an invitation to King Randa's birthday party. Too, this is our chance to conquer Castle Grayskull once and for all.
I'm sure we're not on the guest list, Skeletor.
Of course not, you stupid But what if we had a magical clone of He-Man?
Suppose, hypothetically.
We do. We have a magical clone of He-Man.
Da, 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 da.
What the hell is this, Beastman? He's blue.
Well, I'm half dog. Everything's shades of gray to me. Me, He-Man.
Oh, and his personal pronouns are all f***ed up. I mean, where's the verb in that sentence? I'm a gambler.
What is...
That's the thing about feudal agriculture. Hey, just who the heck do you think you...
Out my way, homo.
He hit that nail on the head.
Get up, Frank. Told you.
He-Man, what a pleasant surprise. We weren't expecting you.
Nice boobies.
Oh, my. Boobies. Thank you, He-Man, you look cold. I brought you some piping hot coffee. Ah, my eyes are blistering. Why?
We'll see about this.
You hear that? Faker must be going all blood crazy on their asses.
What did I miss?
He-Man pulled the stick out of his butt and he's whipping this party's ass with it. Woo!
What the hell, man?
Well, what do you have to say for yourself?
Damn. Who's the guy in the suit?
Right? I saw him. Of the men.
It's me. The
wearing a suit but no pants.
Those were my arch enemies. How dare you?
He-Mans?
Wouldn't the plural be He-Men?
Which one is the real He-Men?
Citizens of Eternia, I am shocked at this behavior. Excessive violence? Binge drinking? Haven't I set a better example than that?
You stink!
This He-Man sure sucks the fun out of a room.
You're ruining my party!
Look,
I'll make this simple. Everyone who thinks this is the real He-Man, raise your hands. Everyone who thinks this is the real He-Man, raise your hands.
Damn. I like how Faker raises his hands.
Then it's settled.
Let's have a party!
Dance. Oh yeah, I boogie. Dance.
Well done, Prince Adam.
Ooh, Prince Adam.
Oops!
Boogie.
Behold!
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I like how even Faker raises his hand, like, who thinks this is the real He-Man? Prince Adam raises, Faker raises his hand.
I do.
But yeah, I don't know who the guy, I just noticed that the guy in the back, he's dressed like a businessman on the top side, but he's still wearing no pants. He's wearing a loincloth in the bottom.
See, so, I didn't see that. I wasn't able to see that, but I did notice a guy in the suit. I'm like, who's the guy in the suit?
That could be the dentist guy.
No, the dentist looked different. That's probably the lawyer. He's probably the king's lawyer.
You know what? That makes sense.
All right. Next up, we have Dora the Explorer. So we're changing a little bit of the tone here. Let's see. Dora goes wild.
Ooh, okay.
I'm kind of worried now based on this title.
Yeah, me too. Especially with them baby pictures. All right.
Oh,
she's 15.
Fine. Soda, cookies, or chata.
Barf.
Help me out. Which beer has the highest alcohol by volume? Good choice.
Dora, you're not old enough to buy that.
No,
Dora, please, no. It's wrong.
Now let's complete this transaction.
Hey, stop that kid.
I need your help again. I need everybody to shout.
Where my mother map at? Oh, yeah. Now, show me where to find my friend Marcus. He's always holding.
I don't know, Dora. Okay. He's at the park on 12 under the jungle gym.
He said he might have some X, too. You can call me Dora the Explorer. Hey, I need your help. Paulo or Maria? No, are you been here?
Just call me the virginity swiper.
Isn't that Swiper?
Swiper, no swiping. Swiper, no swiping. You're too late.
Oh, man.
I wish Boots was here to see a little girl becoming
Swiper boring. Just got hooked up with a troll.
Monkeys are cute when they're little, but Boots got big.
Oh, hello, Boots.
Get away, my God!
Oh my God, Dora's on the roof!
I bet I can fly. Do you think I can fly? I've never been able to hear you since the show's big lie!
Oh, she missed the pool.
Okay. I was not expecting that.
That one had a twist.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you become a childhood actor.
Yes.
When you get older, look, this is the shit that happens, man.
This is what happens, yes. We've heard this tale lots of times.
Yes, how we actually saw it.
There are a few. That's one thing, though. I do laugh. But there are a few that then you're like, damn, these people. I do the same thing for Family Guy. Like, damn, even that's a little too twisted for me. Like, I feel bad laughing. I still laugh, though. But I feel a little bad laughing. So, all right. Next up, we go to the world of Star Wars. This is a phone call for Emperor Palpatine.
Yes. And you never guess who's on the line.
The whole Senate. True story.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
You made it come out of my nose.
Go for Papa Palpatine.
You have a collect call from...
Darth Vader.
I gotta take this. Hold on. Vader, how's my favorite Sith? Whoa. Just slow down. Huh? What do you mean they blew up the Death Star? Who's they? What the hell is an aluminum falcon? Okay. So who's left? Are you me? Well, where are you? Wait a sec. You've been flying around for 2 weeks trying to get a signal? Oh, you must smell like feet wrapped in leathery burnt bacon. Oh. I'm sorry. I thought my Dark Lord of the Sith could protect a small thermal exhaust port that's only 2 meters wide. That thing wasn't even fully paid off yet. Do you have any idea what this is going to do to my credit? Hang on. I got another call. What? I'm very busy right now. Oh, well, where are they going? Huh, all right, just get me a turkey club. Coleslaw, I guess. I'm not even going to eat it. What are you getting? Yeah, see, I always order the wrong thing. No, I'll just stick with that. Okay, bye. Wait, what? Oh, Cherry Coke. Thanks. Sorry about that.
Of course.
What? Oh, just rebuild it? Oh, that's a real f***ing original. And who's going to give me a loan, jackhole? You? You got an ATM on that torso light bright? Now get your 7'2" asthmatic ass back here, or I'm going to tell everyone what a whiny bitch you were about Potamame or Panda Bear or whatever the hell her name is.
He's crying.
hey, come on, don't do that. I'm just dealing with a lot of crap right now. Death Star blown up by a bunch of f***ing teenagers. You know, I didn't mean to snap. Just get back here. Okay, bye. I love you too.
I love you too.
You're with Papa Palpatine.
All right. What's an aluminum falcon?
Looking for a signal for 2 weeks?
Yeah. All right.
You must spell like feet wrapped around in burnt bacon.
Bacon. All right. Next one.
Oh, man.
This is you. This is the one you've been waiting for, Frank.
Is it? Is it Bitch Pudding?
Pudding is back.
Right. But she's the handmaid.
Part two.
Yeah, so if anybody's seen The Handmaiden, this is pretty much what happens when Bitch Pudding joins that world. Let's see.
To ovulation. We have fun. Now then, a handmaid is obedient, silent, and always DTF. Ah, our new handmaid is here.
Dun, 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 dun. What the fuck is this? Did I ask for a goddamn free hat? What kind of Quaker Oats ass whorehouse bullshit is this?
Young lady, here at Gilead, you raise your hand before speaking.
I repeat, what the fuck is this hat?
Nuka. Raise your hand or lose a finger.
I hope that wasn't your butthole finger.
My what?
No! Ow! Damn, bitch. They're simple instructions.
Now then, ladies, you have been blessed with the gift of fertility.
I'm so fertile, I'm practically goddamn handicapped. I had to get an Amazon subscription for coat hangers.
Once a month, you will lay with your commander and his wife for a conception ceremony.
Do you mean we have to have sex with them?
Room, board, and free dick up top.
That's enough.
I don't see your hand up.
Oh, Dylan. Silence.
Wait. I know our names are of whatever the hell chode pork stuffs our potent-ass vaginas, but Dylan? If I wanted to cock slam a Dylan, I would go to middle school detention!
You will honor your commander!
Commander Dylan? We're chasing Tyler Taken? Show me an adult man named Dylan! You fucking can't! They're all in prison for DUIs by the time they're 19!
I'm not sure how you know so much of Commander Dylan's difficult past, but...
I ain't know of Dylan, but have been of your daddy.
I'll have your eye for that!
She'll totally do it.
Come on, then!
Where did that come from?
My cream crepe, you dumb bitch. And you don't want to know what's up my pudding pocket. Look at me now, bitch. Here you go, iCarly.
Bitch pudding. That was amazing.
Thanks, Off-White. Now bring me Dylan and a coat hanger.
Your new queen ain't gonna fuck herself.
I was made for dystopia.
Welcome.
Oh, man. Sorry. I find they're all hilarious.
Oh, my God. Bitch pudding is too much, man.
Imagine, it's just simple instructions. Poor woman.
Yeah, I know, right?
Poor woman. Give me a
free room and board and dick? What?
All right. So, yeah.
So,
what? Awkward silence pause?
It's funny, that's all.
Oh, that was you laughing? Wasn't sure. You laugh weird.
Oh, the Zybots.
I don't remember this one.
I do.
All right, so let's now move to the world of Transformers. Zybots got hearts. Let's see.
Autobots, we must defeat Megatron.
We are the Zybots. We can also transform. Let us help you fight.
Brave Zybots, I am 100% sure you would die.
Okay, well, thanks for your time.
That was just sad.
Whew, sorry I'm late.
Who are you?
I'm an Autobot like you. My name is Autobot Johnson.
You look exactly like the Zybots we just spoke to, hastily cobbled together to form a bigger, weirder Zybot.
Okay.
Who hired this guy?
Oh, shit! Give me a second here. There.
If you're an Autobot, then transform with loud, showy noises.
You bet! True talk, we lied. But we don't need your permission. We'll fight Megatron all by ourselves. Megatron, meet the Zybot!
Not the Zybots!
We did it!
Megatron? What the fuck, bro? Oh, those guys were cute. They really looked like they needed a W.
They needed a W.
They did. They needed a W.
Yeah. No, they got it. They got
did
it.
Did you see how excited they got?
Yeah. For a moment there, I thought they were going to be Megatron. That would have been hilarious. And I don't remember the Zybots as a toy. I had this
think toy Zybots room. Were, the bootleg version of, the GoBots that you found at the dollar store or something.
So they were the GoBots, bootleg version of GoBots.
GoBots were the bootleg version of Transformers they were the bootleg version of GoBots who were the bootleg version of Transformers.
Yep.
Yes.
Got it. So that's why they're special. They're like three separated, a copy of a copy of a copy.
Yeah. And they needed that W, man. They are on there. And Megatron, once again, as an amazing leader that he is, he recognized that.
He does get a lot of negative. That's true. Well, he was looking out for him. He knew he was going to die.
Yeah. No, man.
Prime. But Megatron surprised us all.
He did.
All right.
Get him a solid.
He did. All right, so to finish off this special episode, we're going to go now to Mask. This will be the last one of the day. of this podcast. So make sure, if you're listening to us on your podcast platform, don't forget to check us out on YouTube so you can watch these videos. They're funnier when you're watching them, but I appreciate you guys listening to us. Now, this one is Put a Mask on It. That's what it's called, and it's based on masks.
I gotta stand with the voice.
No one knows what's underneath the mask charade. Mask, what's underneath? Obtuse with regular faces. Mask, helicopters, the turn.
Whose mask is this? Why do we call these masks, by the way? This is a helmet, not a mask.
Do they know? Command doesn't start with a K. Mask, the thing they turn into, are worse than they were before. Mask, do they sell the gas to themselves? Show appears to take place in Arizona, maybe rural Nevada. Mask.
Yeah. First of all, I disagree that they transform into worse things than they were before.
Yes, I'm with you on that one, my brother. That's not true.
Yeah, that's not true.
You
know what? I'm going to protest that clip. It was funny, but I'm going to protest it because... I'm looking at masks differently. What? Why is this? Why is your microphone so much better on your podcast? But wait, you decide to use the sucky microphone for us?
This is a work computer. And I'm using my headphones.
He's got a $6,000 laptop, and it's not compatible with my software. I tell you. So, Guru, what are you saying?
Hold on. How come it's $6,000 now?
Because it's a Pro 65 megapixel iPad laptop, Mac Air, signed by Steve Jobs himself.
Y'all are killing me.
You saw the big delay there? I was like, I had to wait and see, was he still there? Your camera don't work, your microphone don't work, but when it's your podcast, like, you got like
everything works.
Sounds. Yeah, here he's talking through a cup. What? I don't know what's going on here. So,
not my fault.
I know, it's Apple's fault. All right. With that being said, what were you saying, trying to say, Toguru?
No, that was it. Yeah, you just made fun of my laptop. I was asking why you boycotting it or having sex into it.
Yeah, because they made fun of Mask. I disagree with their with the song. But it comes to the end of this episode.
I can't wait for the new toys.
Just a recap. I hope you guys enjoyed the Robot Chicken clips.
Of course.
Again, we usually, at this point at the end, we'd kind of do the rating system. But again, for this episode, just like in part one, it's not necessary. We're all fans of it. And it's a rewind across the board. I'm answering for these two gentlemen.
Which you can. I agree. Yeah.
On this one, yes. So thank you. I hope you guys enjoy this special episode. I feel there may be a part three by the end of the season.
Yes. Pretty sure there will be.
Yeah, there's a couple we didn't get a chance to on this episode, so we'll carry that over. So with that being said, Frank Anthony, because you're being proper, take us home.
You got it. All right, so that is a wrap, my cartoon lovers, and thank you for tuning in to this epic episode of The Rewind. Now, well, I should say Cartoon Rewind, right? Now, remember to like, comment, subscribe, and share our videos. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and don't forget, we've launched our very own Cartoon Rewind toy store. So you got to visit cartoonrewind.com to level up your collection. And for even more cartoon madness, you got to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and Blue Sky. Until next time, keep on cartooning. Peace.
I was waiting for him to say it.
Buy our toys.
There it is.